Yeah, for about 3 hours, I made another 30 contacts, but everything from Berger County in the western UP to, Berega and then Berrien County down the southwest corner, and then Wayne over the east, the southeast, and then everything in between. So, but it was like I said, like 3.5-4 hours, and it was just on 80 meters. Things started to open up. It was still hard to hear them. I had to really use a lot of filtering on my rig to try to dampen the background noise as best I could. So, but I got quite a few contacts for the period of time that I had to get before the contest ended. So, anyways, we had a guy come over and do some thatching in our yard. We had a lot of thatch over the years, and he finally came over with. I was going to do it by hand, but I'm glad I didn't. He said he took out nine leaf bags full of thatch. He emptied out of his machine, out of his dethatcher. And there's no way I could have done that by hand. So he got that all done, and he cut the grass for us and edged it. And now it's the backyard, extreme backyard, extreme northern part of our backyard is still, it's wet, it's damp. So I'll hopefully get the fertilizer and the crabgrass preventer laid down later this week before it rains again. So I'll get that activated. So I'm looking forward to that. Get that done. Grass is greened up, but it's just, like I said, this needs a little TLC. But I went to get my fertilizer, my broadcast spreader, and the paddle that is down at the bottom of the hopper, it's gone. I don't know what happened to it. It must have come up missing. So I went online, and sure enough, I found a Scott's Edge Guard paddles, 3D print. So I just finished 3D printing it. So I'm back in business. So I got to use it later this week. It'll be ready. So like I don't know what happened to it. I don't know if it fell off, or when I carried it, or lifted it, or cleaned it last week or last year, and it just disappeared. So. But it's printed up, and I'll just attach it to the shaft down at the bottom of the hopper, so that'll work out for me. And our street is being resurfaced. They're going to be putting new curb and gutter in it, and new street, and it's really going to be nice, because it's long overdue. I think there are better roads in war-torn Afghanistan than our street, so it'll be welcome when they get it done. It's supposed to be done in June. So anyways, I'm going to toss it back to you guys, and hear what you all have to say, and we'll catch you all in the 73 rounds. So until then, this is NEUI.